Welcome, everyone. I'm going to go ahead and call the Landmarks Preservation Commission meeting of November 18th to order. And as our first item on the agenda, I'd like to acknowledge that this meeting, or at least I think most of us attending it, are on the traditional lands of the Puyallup people. And with that, I'll go ahead and move into roll call. We have Commissioners Sundstrom, Williams, Helsendegger, and Hart.
Hi, sorry.
No, nope, that's okay. And Commissioner Stewart and Commissioner Cade. Did I miss anyone? And myself, acting chair today. We do have excused absences from our chair, Bartoy, Commissioner Morgenroth, and Commissioner Johnson. Did I miss anyone who's on the call? Okay. We do have quorum, so we'll go ahead and continue to our consent agenda. And there was one administrative item, and if no one has any objection to that item and the consent agenda, I'll give it a moment for anyone to object. Otherwise, we will move forward by unanimous consent. And item number four on our meeting tonight is a special tax valuation, which the commission has seen before. So hopefully it looked familiar to you all. And we will start with our staff report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Everybody can hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
All right, perfect. So this is a special tax valuation that was held over from October 14th. There were some clarification we needed to make on some of the dates and the costs associated, which we have done so. I'll explain that in a minute, but this is 522 North J Street on the North Slope Historic District. It is a contributing property within the district. The rehabilitation costs claimed in the original application was $267,771. This has been revised to $309,447. The assessed improvement value prior to the rehabilitation was $336,500. So that's a 80% rehabilitation percentage of the assessed value previously, and now it is 160%. The project period that was in the original application was May 15th, 2018 to October 1st, 2018. And the corrected project period is actually November 2018 to April of 2020. This was an interior remodel. And so just background, as I just stated, this was before the Landmarks Commission on October 14th, but it was deferred because we had some clerical issues with the project dates and the cost claims. And so staff worked with the owner to submit a revised application that made these corrections, essentially to the project start and end dates. And these just had to do with some confusion about how that project window worked and so forth. And so we've taken a look at that and have made the appropriate corrections to make it comply with the state requirements. The itemized expense sheet was reviewed against the commission bylaws for cost eligibility, and staff recommends approval of the application in the amount of $309,447, which includes $26,526 removed for ineligible appliance costs, but also includes additional costs that were within the corrected project timeframe. So that concludes my staff report.
Thank you. I will ask for any comments from the commission on the staff report or questions. In that case, I will turn it over to the owner in case they would like to make any comments on the application. If the owner is here.
Yeah. Hi, sorry. Yeah, I just wanted to apologize for the confusion with our initial application. We have a this sounds stupid, but we have a brand new baby during COVID. And frankly, the project just kept dragging on. And so I was like, well, we have some numbers through this date. Let's just submit them. And then, you know, so my apologies for not just being a little bit more diligent about it the first time around, because I just was trying to get it submitted. And instead of continuing to tally up all the financial damage that it just kept just kept going. So
that's all right. I think we can all give each other a little bit of slack right now, and especially with a new baby, that's totally understandable. So I'll then go ahead and open it up to the rest of the commission for comments or questions for the applicant. If there are any, I know we did talk about this during our last meeting, so there may not be any further questions. All right, well then do I hear a motion from a commissioner?
I'll do it. I move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission approve the special tax valuation application for 522 North J Street for $309,447.08.
Thank you, Commissioner Williams. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Commissioner Hart. Any comments on the motion? All right, then I'll ask for a raise of hands digitally or visually if your video is on.
I'm on my phone. Give me a second to figure this out. Great. There it is.
Well, you did second it, so I assume you're supportive. Great. Well, that's a, and including my also vote in affirmative, that's a unanimous approval. So thank you, everyone.
Hey, and thank you guys all very much. We appreciate your help. This is Chris, Stephanie's husband. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you for your project, and thanks for coming back to chat with us a bit tonight.
We love living in this freshly remodeled home. It's turned out really nice. It was a lot more expensive than we thought it would be, but at the end, it turned out how we'd liked it to be. So thank you all. Appreciate
Great,
it.
Thanks.
Thank you for your application. We will be we'll follow up with contracts shortly.
Wonderful. Thanks, Lauren. Appreciate all your help throughout this as well.
All right, so we will move on to a design review, and I will turn it over to staff for the staff report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So this is going to be the shortest, one of the shortest meetings of the year, I think. I have some updates on this particular project. This is at 2108 Commerce Street, and it's a proposed gateway sign for their Brewery Blocks development, which is located within the Union Station or Union Depot Warehouse Historic District. The sign is proposed to be near the intersection of Commerce and 21st Street, not attached to any buildings. But I am going to recommend actually at this point that the commission defer this application because we are going to probably have a redesign on it to be in compliance with some of the comments that we received from traffic engineering regarding the content of the sign, the fact that it's a lattice structure that is climbable, and there are some other things that need to be worked out. So rather than having the commission act on this at this time, since it will likely be revised significantly, I propose that it goes through that process prior. I actually just had a meeting over the lunch hour about this particular project, and so there are some concerns. However, I would say that if the commissioners have reviewed the packet and seen the contents of it and seeing what the proposed design looks like, it would be good to know if there are any significant fatal flaws or concerns from the commission in regards to the impact on the historic district that folks might have that I can pass along as well. So that concludes my staff report at this time. Again, I'm recommending that it be deferred to a future meeting until the design is finalized with the input from the different reviewers.
Thank you very much. I will go ahead and ask the commission as they review the packet if you have any preliminary comments that staff can take back to the applicant as they rework the design, or if commission would just like to wait until the final design is presented. Sounds like, oh wait, Jonathan Hart, is your hand up from the vote or would you like to make a comment?
Yeah, I'm fine deferring that. I guess I have two questions then. Does that require a formal motion to defer? And then my second question would be for anybody who hasn't had time to fully go through the packet, could we still spend maybe 5 or 10 minutes just flipping through just to kind of orientate people? Even I understand things are gonna go through redesign, but just to have a quick baseline check on what we're discussing and deferring.
Don't see why we can't just take a look. Think that image that is up is the main design image that was in the packet. There was another page with some light bulbs examples, but I think that the page with the lattice work is kind of the more dominant visual that will be in the district. So
I can jump into and just say that because this was presented as an HDR to the commission and we brought it forward on the agenda, it would be helpful to us to have a motion to defer just for code reasons. The applicant understands that they're going to be going through additional review with permitting as well. So it's not like they're expecting the commission to make a decision approving or not approving this at this meeting. Lauren's already been in contact with them. So for our code timeline reasons, so a motion to defer because the design isn't finalized would be good for our housekeeping. I can just say that it's really, this is part of the brewery blocks, overall project. It's kind of an identity sign for that area. They're remaking the streetscape down there. The loading docks have been refurbished. There's a number of buildings that are being rehabbed and a couple more. If the commission recalls some of the briefings within the past couple of years, there's going to be some rather large scale development heading south in this area as well, all kind of in that industrial warehouse style. And so the desire here, I think, is to have a gateway sign to really provide a sense of cohesion to it. I can say that from the traffic engineering perspective, they are concerned about having what might be construed as advertising signs that on what is what appears to be a sort of right-of-way sign. The fact that the bare bulbs might have might provide visual distraction for drivers, and the fact that it is a structure that, as I said, folks might be able to climb up onto, which presents a safety hazard. So they're going to be asked, I think, to address those issues through design. The question of the brewery block's content is, I think, a related but maybe separate discussion as well. The lattice design takes off from some of the old railroad standards there actually you can see some at Union Station. There were some in the area just around this area, so it's referencing that. And so from staff's perspective, I don't think we have a huge concern with the appearance of it and its impact on the district, but I think that there are some technical considerations from our engineers that need to be resolved before this is ready to be formally reviewed.
Thank you. I see Commissioner Stewart has a comment or question.
Just a request, when they bring this back, it'd be helpful to have this image with some context around it. So the buildings that are going to go with it and what the scale of those looks like too.
Sure, Chris, we can do that.
And Mr. McNutt, I'd like to ask, are the guidelines for signage that is not attached to a building different than signage that is attached to a building, or are they the same for the overlay district?
That's a great question. We honestly don't have many guidelines that anticipate a sign like this. Most of them are guidelines are really anticipating that either they'd be attached to buildings, and secondly, the most of the signs that we would see would be business identity signs for individual retail businesses. And there is also some language regarding wall signs, mostly with the idea that the historic wall signs on the buildings in the Union Depot District are protected. And so we don't want to see people painting over those or adding conjectural or fake ones. And so those are really the sign guidelines. And so this particular one is kind of an interesting question, because I don't know that the design guidelines really foresaw a proposal like this. So they don't apply terrifically. I'll just put it that way.
Okay. Well, we'll have to review them as the application comes back and make the best decision that we can. So unless there are any other questions or comments about this sort of preliminary view, I will go ahead and see if there is a motion to defer this application.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and make a motion that the Landmarks Preservation Commission go ahead and defer the review of the Brewery Blocks Tacoma signage until the redesign has been completed and submitted.
Great. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Commissioner Hilsendegger. And I'll, any comments first? And then I'll go ahead and ask for a virtual or visual vote from the commission. Sundstrom, Stewart, Williams. Great. All right. Then we will move to our final section of the evening, events.
Thank you, Chair. So tomorrow we have Tomiko Nomura talking about her local public history projects and her work with the Japanese American and African American communities in Tacoma. So that should be a pretty fun talk. You can view it on Zoom or on Facebook. So we'll be live streaming. And then on Saturday, we have the Pretty Gritty tour, Tacoma Then and Now. And you can view that on the Pretty Gritty YouTube or on Facebook Live as well. So that should be pretty exciting. We'll be looking at change in Tacoma over time. And then just a preview of our December event, we'll be hearing from Jackie Peterson on how to include anti-racism and inclusive practices in historic preservation and in constructing heritage in general. So that is what I have for you.
Great. Looking forward to both of those. Well, all three actually, but in particular the two heritage cafes. So any comments from commissioners about the events or questions? Well, in that case, I don't have any chair comments, although this was a very easy meeting to chair for the first time. So that made things nice. So thank you everyone for joining in. Nice to have a short meeting, and we won't have another meeting in November, so we'll have our one commission meeting in December. So we'll look forward to that. All right, and with that, I'll adjourn the meeting. I don't have a gavel, but I can kind of use my mug. Thanks, everyone.